tragic mystery. You could have left me here, suicide thought. No one would ever know the chaos control. My true identity, the power that is me.
The best in Sega vocal tracks. This is the voice of Sega with Dr. Scott Nick.
Welcome. everybody, and welcome to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. I hope you're all having a lovely, lovely day today. So, Mr. Nalbus should have been appearing with me on this show. But, alas, he is not here. So at the moment, it's just you and I. And hopefully Nalbus does show up a bit later. But at the moment, it doesn't look like it. But nonetheless, it's going to be a great show. I have some fun stories to tell you all. And we've got a lot of rock music tonight. Mainly from Johnny Giovelli. Pardon? Mainly from Johnny Giovelli, but also some Bentley Jones stuff. And some Jun Senoi tracks as well, which don't feature Johnny Giovelli. But we started off there with Sonic Heroes, This Machine, and then after that we had Night of the Wind from Sonic and the Black Knight. So a big hello to everyone who's in the chat room. It's quite a quiet night today. So we have Roy21, underscore Spondy, CTR, Dragonblaze, 123, Fluffy Foxy, Freya, Koga, Lime, Lisa, Mick, underscore Binds, Music Clues, Rive, Spinnick, Trekkie, Twinny, Vegeta, Voice, and Zimmadon. Gum doesn't seem to be here, which is quite saddening. And also AlphaDog1991 isn't here either. And he hasn't been here for quite a while, so AlphaDog, if you're listening to this, I miss you. I hope you're doing well. I love you. No, I don't love you. But we're going to go straight into some more music, and then we'll be back to talk about some Sega news that's going on, because apparently, according to Twinny, there's a lot of juicy news stories to talk about. So coming up next is from Shadow the Hedgehog, it is The Chosen One. Enjoy. And welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. Man, doing these shows so early means I have to eat breakfast while doing the show. So I eat it during the music breaks, which usually makes it go cold by the time I eat it. And I'm getting so into the food, this food is delicious, that I look back at the program I used to do the shows on, and I see there was 5 seconds left. So I just stuff my face in, try to swallow as much as I can, pause, and it usually ends up in disaster. So that's why if sometimes it takes me a little while to hear me start talking, it's because I'm before I have to talk. So yeah, let me just have a sip of my my tea. Beautiful. So Nalbus still isn't here. But will he show up? Will he show up before the end? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I'm gonna use my Sherlock skills to discover where he is, what he's doing, why he's not on the show. But yeah, 20 says, tell us what you're eating. Well, I was eating a egg and bacon sandwich, and it was pretty yummy, if I say so myself. It was pretty yummy indeed. Okay, so 20 says there are some Sega news to talk about, and we're gonna start off with the biggest news, probably. Well, the news that I can remember that's in my head right now is that there was Wii U footage of Mario and Sonic at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games at the Nintendo Direct that happened like 2 days ago, I think it was. I can't really remember exactly what day. But they also announced the release date for the Wii U version, which is going to be June the 24th. So that's one day after, I believe it's one day after Sonic's 25th anniversary. I'm just going to search this up just in case I got that completely wrong. Because that would be quite embarrassing to say that, being a massive Sonic fan myself. June 24th. Is when the Wii U version of Mario and Sonic will be coming out. And to be honest, it actually looks pretty decent. I'm always quite excited for the Mario and Sonic games. I don't know why. I just am. Especially this one, since there's going to be so many new characters in it, such as Jet, Rosalina. Like, Rosalina, man. Come on. That is just like, that's insta-buy already. If it's Rosalina, damn. I'm getting that. But yeah. The 3DS version, however, locks certain characters to certain events, which is kind of stupid. For example, you can only play Jet in the football game, or soccer, as you Americans say. But you can play as Mario and Sonic in every single event, but then there's like 5 characters that can only do certain sports, which is very stupid. So I'm hoping that the Wii U version just allows you to play any character you want, because if it doesn't, that's going to be quite stupid. And but I have my hopes. I have high hopes that they're not going to do that. So let's hope they're not. Everyone in the chat room, are you going to get Mario and Sonic? If so, are you going to get it for the 3DS or for the Wii U? 20 says bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches are the best. I don't usually have cheese in it as well. I've had it like 2 times or so, but I just prefer the egg and bacon just by itself. I don't know why. I'm sorry to disappoint you, 20. But, oh god, I just opened an Adobe program on my computer. Come on, open up so I can close you already. There we go. In other Sega news, apparently, on Radio Sega, there's a lot of music news. Of course, it's Radio Sega. Good old Audio Sprite, who created the little jingle at the start of this show, is doing a charity remix album, number 3. So be sure to go check that out, because I'm sure it'll be rather amazing. There are 3 Sega-related tracks in it. There is a Sonic the Hedgehog 3 remix, a OutRun, and a Shenmue remix. So I'm definitely going to check this out. You guys should too. Sega Bits, Sonic and Sega Fan Jam, back for 2016. So, hooray for that. I can't exactly remember what that is. But I think it's a convention, I believe. Yeah. For the 3rd year running, community site Sega Bits is bringing back its Sonic and Sega Fan Jam to Georgia. So it is a Summer of Sonic somewhat sort of thing. people in Georgia. So you guys should check that out if you live around the area. If not, then screw you. In other news, GameLark Records, I have no idea who they are doing a Supersonic fan album. Talented group of composers and remixers come together to celebrate 25 years of the Blue Blur. This actually looks like a pretty cool album. I'm definitely going to check this out when it comes out. Oh, it's going to have everyone's favourite Joshua Tapel. I think that's how you say his name. If you don't know who he is, he does some amazing guitar covers. And he's also just amazing on guitar in general. So he has a YouTube channel, so you should definitely check that out. In other news, Sega releases brand new Chain Chronicle EP. I have no idea what Chain Chronicle is. I'm just like the best Sega fan here. It's a game, and Jun Senoi does some of the music for it, so there you go. That's pretty much all you need to know. And that's basically it for the Sega news. But in Nintendo news, Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon got announced earlier in the week. So everyone, in the chat room, what did you think of the announcement? The direct for it was very, very stupid, I felt. Before it started, it said it's going to go for 6 minutes, and I was like to myself, right, I know what they're going to do. They're going to spend 4 minutes saying, it's been 20 years of Pokemon, wow, amazing, Pokemon, wow, and then show off a trailer for the game, and then that was going to be it. They didn't even do that. It was 5 minutes of Pokemon, wow, 20 years, wow, and then it was 10 seconds of the game. Not even the game, just concept art. So I was a bit on the game. But yeah, be sure to tell me what you think of Pokemon Sun and Pokemon Moon. What do you think of the name of it? Do you think they're just pulling them out of a hat now? Or yeah, I'm just looking forward to actually seeing something about the game. Which we'll probably have to wait until E3 for. But that's about 4 months away, 3 months away now, so not too long. But anyway, we're going to go back into some more music, and then we'll be back to talk about some interesting college stories. So what we've got coming up next is Open Your Heart from Sonic Adventure. Enjoy.
Right!
And welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. Unfortunately, Nalbus is still not with us. We've got half an hour left. Will he show up? I have my doubts now. I feel like he's either just can't be bothered coming on, or he's still asleep. What a cutie. What we just had there was Open Your Heart from Sonic Adventure. So, Mr. Twinny has just made some beautiful barbecue wings, apparently. So, I hope you enjoy them, Twinny. Be sure to share them around, because you're going to get fat otherwise if you just eat them all, okay? So you want to share. You want to give most of it to me, just to make sure that it's not poisonous or whatever, you know, whatever they say these days. But I just saw something very disturbing on Twitter, which I do never want to see again. But anyway, let's talk about college, because that's a thing that's happening in my life at the moment. So, last week we didn't have any normal classes. We had like a fun week sort of thing. On Tuesday and Wednesday, we had tutorial classes. For example, one of the tutorial classes was on blood and gore makeup, and I put like a massive like cut on my arm, and some people thought I like, actually hurt myself, which is pretty funny. They're like, "Oh my god, are you okay?" And thankfully, I was. I didn't actually hurt myself, but it looked that convincing that people thought it was real. And then also we did fight choreography, which was a lot of fun. We learned how to do punches and slaps on camera properly, with making it look actually real. We had a directing and acting tutorial class as well, so it was a lot of fun. And then on Wednesday afternoon, we were put into groups with people who were doing the advanced diploma of what I was doing. So my group was a group of seven. Four people from my diploma, and then two people from the advanced diploma. And what we had to do on Wednesday was to plan a short film that we would film and edit on the Thursday. So that meant we only had one day to film the whole thing and edit the whole thing, which is quite a hard task. For example, last year in my media course in high school, we had to work on a 5-minute short film it was like a very high mark, so it meant a lot, this film. And we spent about 3 months on it. We made a 7.5-minute film, and we edited it in like 4 hours. So it was really down to the wire, it was. I mainly took up the role of editing. I did the whole edit. I also shot some of the film as well, and I also acted in a scene as well, which was pretty cool. So the story. Let me tell you the story, because the story is something else. So basically what it's about is a gym buff is about to go to the gym, but with his mate who's going for the first time. So the guy suggests he should try this smoothie, because it will help him out a lot at the gym. So he drinks the smoothie, and then he starts tripping, and everyone turns into a horse, and everyone's trying to attack him, and he doesn't know what's happening, so he's trying to run away. And some crazy stuff happens, it's all over the place. And then at the end, it ends off with a fight sequence similar to Super Smash Bros. Or Mortal Kombat or something like that. And he wakes up inside the gym, and the other guy's like, "Oh, that was a great workout, man. We should do it again next week. Yay or nay?" And that was the title of our film, Yay or Nay. It was definitely something. But our film actually came runners-up for the best film, which is very surprising, because I was expecting us to win the worst film award, but we came runner-up for the best film. So that was pretty cool, if I do say so myself. Sparky says tripping, as in tripping out. Correct, as in drugs. And whoa, man, that is like so cool. Sparky says, "Did you have a Sunday fun day?" Well, Sparky, it is only 9 o'clock in the morning here on Sunday. So I am having a Sunday fun day at the moment, but let's hope the rest of it is fun as well. Lisa says, "You gotta put this on your channel." It won't be going up on my channel, it'll be going up on the college's YouTube channel. Once it's up, I'll be sure to share it with all you guys, because you guys need to watch it, because it is beautiful. It is amazing. It is a piece of artwork. Sparky says, Sonic drugs are not cool. Gotta go fast. Amen. I attempted to put in a Sonic meme, but unfortunately I did not have a, there was no good place to put it in. So, alas, I had to hold back on the memes. But, we're gonna go into some more music. What we've got coming up next is a new Crush 40 song. When I say new, I mean like 5 months old now, I think. 6 months old. It is Light of Day, and then after that we have a probably very overplayed song on The Voice of Sega. It is Bentley Jones, So Much More, the 2015 version. Enjoy.
I'm gonna be so much more than this, and I'm not gonna try.
Oh, hello there. What we just had there was Light of Day from Crush 40, one of my favourite new Crush 40 songs. One of the four there was. There was Two Nights to Remember, Light of Day, which is the one we played, Down and Dirty, and Big Mouth. All of which are great songs, but I think that one might be my favourite, because it has a very hardline feel to it, which is one of Johnny Jewelly's other bands. And then after that we had So Much More 2015 edition by Bentley Jones. Hooray. So we are reaching near the end of the show, and I can't think of anything to talk about. So if any of you guys in the chat room have anything you want to say or anything like that, be sure to say something, and I'll be sure to build up from that. In something exciting news for me, at least, Robot Wars is coming back to television, the English show where people build robots and then fight them in an arena, is currently being filmed. My friend Jake, who is a YouTuber, went to watch it being filmed live yesterday, and he said it was amazing. So I cannot wait for Robot Wars to come back to telly. Robot Wars is on the same level as Doctor Who, so you know that this show means a lot to me. It's been off the air for about 12 years now, I believe. Hound 4. Yeah, 12 years. It good job, Scott. It ended in 2004, and yeah, I used to love it when I was younger, and I still love it now. So I cannot wait. Once it comes out, you won't be hearing the end of it. I'll just be fanboying about it all the time. because there's not going to be any Doctor Who this year. There's not going to be a series this year. The only Doctor Who that there's going to be is a Christmas special. So, in my early years of life, I had Robot Wars, which took over my life. And then that ended in 2004. And then in 2005, Doctor Who started and took over my life. But this year, there's not going to be Doctor Who. But don't worry, because Robot Wars is coming back to fill that void for me. So it's like a continuous cycle of Robot Wars and Doctor Who taking over my life. Music Clues sent a link to a YouTube video. What is this? Big news regarding the channel. You should probably check that out or something. Do that thing that Music Clues said. Twitty says, I remember BattleBots got revived for one summer run last year. Yes, BattleBots came back last year. And they're getting a second season as well. But I'm not too big on BattleBots compared to Robot Wars. BattleBots, I don't know, there's something about it that doesn't seem as great as compared to Robot Wars. It hasn't got the same spirit, the same charm to it. But it was alright. I didn't know that there was going to be a Robot Wars coming back then, so it was the best that we had at the time. But now, my show is coming back, and I am so happy. So, in other news, I am currently working on some YouTube videos. Hooray! One of which is a video on why I love Sega, which will be going up on my channel. And then I'm also working on three videos at the moment on for the Radio Sega YouTube channel. Me and I Need Fruit will be taking over the YouTube channel with Game of the Month. Yes, that'll be coming back. I am not 100% if I should be talking about this, but Game of the Month is coming back in some form or fashion, and we're going to do quite a lot of stuff compared to what we did, what Radio Sega did a few years ago when it started. Because back in the day, it used to just be a article on the game and maybe like a show. But now that it's coming back, we're going to do a lot more, and we're going to involve everyone, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So look forward to Game of the Month coming back, because it is going to be magnificent. So I'm going to go back into playing some more music, and then we'll be back to say our goodbyes. So what I've got coming up next are two non-Sega tracks of the week. One is from the Voices of Rock album, and it is a Johnny Giovelli song. And then after that, we have a Jun Senoi work, which is Sons of Angels, which I believe was from Daytona, if I am not mistaken. I'll be sure to check that, make sure I don't just completely get the wrong game. But anyway, those are the two songs that are coming up next. Enjoy!
Yeah.
And welcome back to the Voice of Sega here on Radio Sega. What we just had there was Phoenix Rising from the Voice of Rock album, sang by Mr. Johnny Giovelli. And then after that we had Sons of Angels from the Jun Sonoi The Works, which was from Daytona, USA, as it got spelt out to us at the end. I believe that is with Tony Harnell. I could be completely wrong. I think I am completely wrong there, but if someone knows, be sure to tell me, but I am 90% certain it is Tony Harnell. I think. I have no idea. So yeah, a big thank you to everyone who tuned in today. Unfortunately, Mr. Nalbus did not show up, but we'll be sure to punish him for that next time he comes on. We'll make it as torturous for him as possible. So if you have any ideas on what we should do, be sure to leave a message to me on Twitter or something like that, and I'll be sure to remember it. So a big thank you to everyone who tuned in this week. Next week, I have no idea what will be happening, but something, of course. I never really plan these shows, so we might have a guest, we might not. I'm going to see if we can get Matt on, Mr. Tails Channel, or someone else who is rather beautiful. So we're going to finish off the show with one more Crush 40 song. It is quite a short one, so we won't be overrunning too much. It is Fight the Night from Sonic and the Black Knight. So once again, thank you everyone for watching. Why do I keep saying watching? I make too many YouTube videos and films. Thank you very much for listening, and I shall see you all next week. Goodbye.
Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.